latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are your latest Manchester City headlines. Roberto Mancini says Yaya Toure is one of the world's best midfielders, but said the Manchester City won't be joining him at Inter Milan this summer. He's resigned to missing out on the Giant of Orient, despite repeated attempts to broker a deal in the last year. Thought boss Pep Guardiola is keen to keep the 33-year-old around the Etihad for his wealth of experience and technical nous. Mancini, who signed Toure for City from Barca back in 2010, feels his former talisman has plenty to offer, even though he won't be reunited with him at the San Siro. So there's no chance of seeing him at Inter next season. I remain convinced he is, though, one of the best midfielders in the world. Well, Manchester City also keen to wrap up a deal for their top transfer target, Leroy Sané, before competition intensifies for his signature. 20-year-old highly rated in Germany to the extent he claimed a spot in Joachim Löw's Euro 2016 squad, despite making just 57 senior appearances for FC Schalke. The winger bagged 8 goals and 6 assists in 33 Bundesliga outings last term. He's been heavily linked with other clubs. City, though, in the driving seat and are keen to get a deal done soon. Pep Guardiola's move to make the biggest signing of his career as Manchester City boss, as he's looking to snap up Everton's John Stones. Former Bayern Munich chief last week spoke of his concerns surrounding the fitness issues of skipper Vincent Kompany, and with the heart of City's defence having been rocked by his absence last season, Guardiola's looking for quality and cover. The fee for Stones would be in excess of £50 million. It would make the 22-year-old the most expensive centre-half in world football. Finally, Joe Hart looks set to be number one again at the Etihad Stadium next season because Pep Guardiola is unable to bring in the goalkeepers to replace him that he'd like. Well, Barcelona duo Claudio Bravo and Marc-Andre Ter Stegen have both been linked with moves to the Etihad. At the moment, though, with both players rotating the number one jersey at the Camp Nou, it was thought there could be scope for a deal, but Barca sporting director Robert Fernandez has vowed the Spanish champions will do whatever it takes to keep hold of both the players.